Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 13th of September. After the excitements of the week, markets have a chance to settle down to assess what we have learned. So far, the US economy is clearly signalling a soft landing. Goods prices are now in overall deflation, something that may have a political bearing in an election that could be won or lost in the aisles of Walmart. Consumer spending power is being bolstered, and middle-income households have an inflation rate barely above 1%. However, the US Federal Reserve is still late to the rate-cutting party, about 4 months late indeed, and so rate cuts need to be quick. A 0.5% rate cut would perhaps seem like panicking, however. There's always the risk that markets ask, does the Fed know something we do not know? In the Powell Fed, it seems very unlikely the Fed knows anything that markets don't already know, and there is therefore a risk that a larger rate cut would provoke a more negative market reaction. Today's US data doesn't really add to our stock of knowledge about the US economy or the scale of rate cuts, for its only Michigan consumer sentiment polls. There may be some attempt to judge the state of politics from the highly partisan answers about the state of the economy. It's not really a useful process. We know that Republicans will be pessimistic, and we know that Democrats will be optimistic. It is possible that the trends of presidential polling earlier this month will increase the economic optimism that is reported by Democrats. We know as well that inflation expectations data will reek of bias, not just the frequency bias and loss aversion that distorts perceptions of inflation, but also political bias. Republicans think they're living in Weimar Germany. Democrats think the inflation dragon has been slain. The European Central Bank decision was pretty much as expected yesterday, and ECB President Lagarde has not dissuaded markets from their expectation of a steady pace of rate cuts. Lagarde did note the disinflation pressures, including the challenge to profit-led inflation now underway, but their refusal to give a clearer signal to investors about the timing of rate cuts is probably not significant. Investors do believe they know more than the ECB president does, and they have confidence in their interest rate convictions. We'll hear from Lagarde again today. The remarks are probably not worth listening to. Political noise offers some potential distraction. It's not really likely to be market moving. Former US President Trump has refused a further debate with US Vice President Harris. But the debates are more about entertainment than about markets, things that markets care about. The possible exception is that there is the prospect of some opinion polls covering voting intentions after this week's debate, and that may have some bearing for investors. But in the highly polarized environment of the United States at the moment, any kind of polling has to be received with a reasonable degree of skepticism. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.